Welcome back to the Guitar Lessons. 2008 December already, yeah? So here we go, this is the amp I'm using today, this little 6-inch by 6-inch box here. It's a Marshall little practice amp, so it doesn't sound quite the same as a JCM 800, but I'll give you the idea. Anyway, this song I've chosen is Alex Gunn. It's the guitar solo, lots of people have asked about it. I've decided to do it because it's got hammer-ons and pull-offs and split harmonics, and I'll explain what they are a bit later. And the actual record was recorded with a Gibson Les Paul for the left speaker of the stereo, and this Telecaster out of the right to make it sound like a really nice thick Telecaster. And the guitar solo was actually played on a Gibson Les Paul. It's a lot more difficult on this Telegraph pole. Anyway, here we go. Okay, I'm going to start with your third finger on the 17th fret of the second string, right, which is E. Right? So, I'm doing everything in ridiculously slow motion, by the way. So, you've got, and you bend that upwards, so you go, right? So, then, with your second finger, on the 16th fret of the third string, and then your third finger on the 17th fret of the third string. So you've got, I am shaking it a little bit of vibrato there just to make it sound a little bit nicer. So the first three notes, then your third finger on the 9th fret of the third string, then you bend that, so it's right. So you've got, then you keep your finger on there, and with the finger that's not holding the plectrum in my case, because it's stuck on that finger, second finger, you hammer down, which is, you use that this finger as a kind of hammer, on the 13th, 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 20th, 21st fret of the third string. So you go, right? And then lift it off. It's called a pull off, so it's got, right? So you've got, and keep that shape and lift the bottle there just to make it sound nice. So I'll do that slowly again. And your third finger on the third string, 7th fret. I'll do that in slow motion. All you're doing is going, so you're hammering down and pulling off. So all the volume's coming from the string without the plectrum on your right hand. So you've got, section is your little finger on the 5th string, on the 5th fret, 2nd finger on the 4th string, 3rd fret, and your 1st finger on the 2nd fret of the 3rd string, so you've got there. Then your 2nd finger on the 2nd string, 3rd fret, and you can use a split harmonic on that, which is grabbing the string in between your thumb and your plectrum, so it's like, it won't always work, but it's nice to just, so then you've got up to the 6th fret on the 2nd string, so you've got, slide over there, so you've got, then keep on the same finger on the same string up to the 10th fret, so you've got, Then on the second string on the 11th fret, 13th fret, on the 13th fret on the second string. Then first finger on the 12th fret of the first string. And then third finger on the 13th, 14th, 15th, 17th fret of the first string. So you've got. Then with your second finger on the 17th fret of the second string. Right, so you've got. Right, the next section is pulling off and hammering down. I'll show you what it is. First finger on the 8th fret of the 2nd string. That's what you do. You hammer down your little finger on the 13th fret. And at the same time, with your 2nd finger on the 17th fret of the 2nd string, you go.
Then, with your first finger, hold the first two strings
the 9th fret of the 3rd string, use that as a chord, slide down and back up. So you've got right, so we'll do all that section, right from all the sections, right from beginning, in unbelievably slow motion for you. Here we go. Stand up, even on sitting down, it's just something a little bit better. Because it's a different world when you standing up, so I advise practicing everything standing up once you've learned the basic thing. Okay, this is at full speed. Take a breath and here we go.